Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program all across the Northern Plains, thanks to our mothership 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo-Moorhead, as well as KLTC in Dickinson and KTGO, Tioga, Williston, Watford City. Saw some good folks from Watford City yesterday at the gathering following the Energy Day reception, a little reception put on by the North Dakota Petroleum Council yesterday at Bismarck State College. That was great fun. Looking out over beautiful terrain, one of the more beautiful views in Bismarck. I was searching for snow. Couldn't find a little bit of ice on the river, but snow hard to come by, which is a pleasant problem. I was like, come on, look, try and find snow.
Well, you know, after Sunday, you're going to have a really hard time finding it, as we're supposed to launch into the 70s.
Unbelievable. Exactly. And are we still in the 40s? All across our...
Actually, upper 30s for most folks. Heading here in Jamestown, 41. Everybody else, pretty much the upper 30s, 37, 38, 39, in that range.
All right. Back to the effort of finding out what's on your mind today on the program. And I have an all-call for atheists. And a few of them have emerged on our Facebook page, but I'd welcome calls as well. Because I don't think you can... I just want an atheist to explain how this incident happened. It's actually... A story out of Utah that deals with a tragic car accident. The mother was killed in the car accident. The baby survived. But how the baby survived, how the baby was found, is a miracle in my mind. I want to share the story with you, and then we'll invite some atheists to call and explain it.
Plus how that signed copy of the Bible appeared, too, because that's in my... on my Facebook page. It shot a picture of a Bible in a bookstore. It's shrink-wrapped with a signed copy sticker on. Now, of course, I kind of wonder who signed it. Number one.
That's some serious value to that.
It could have been Scott Hennin's signature on there, I suppose. It doesn't say who signed it. It could have been anybody. But if it's anybody that's actually in the Bible who signed it, wow. Yeah, you're right. That would be worth huge bucks.
Yeah, big bucks. Yeah, exactly right. We will have No Talk Radio Town Hall today with Congressman Kevin Cramer. He is burying his father along with his four siblings. Richard Cramer passed away over the weekend through a courageous battle with cancer. And there is a gathering tonight for the prayer service in Kindred, North Dakota funeral tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Kindred Lutheran Church. Visitation tonight at the... Fredrickson Bolger Funeral Home in Kindred at 5 o'clock, prayer service at 7 tonight. So thoughts and prayers with the Cramer family, and just a programming note to pass along as well for you there. What do you think of that study, those numbers? Incredible amount of growth in the oil and gas industry. Is that news? I kind of think so. I want your take on that today. Also started the program by talking about some legislation that has made its way through one chamber of the North Dakota legislature, and now looking to go through another, Senate Bill 2259. It's already passed over in the Senate. It's over in the House. A committee hearing yesterday about it that would put some pressure on the FDA and have North Dakota join some other states that have a right to try law. It has to do with three boys from Grace City, North Dakota, that with this legislation would have the right to use the experimental drug that now they can't get because it's not yet been approved by the FDA. Seems to make sense to me. This, it's their decision, but how would you vote? You think North Dakota's a great opportunity, I think, for North Dakota to pass a law that makes them sense. So, and I know they're trying to put some pressure on the FDA as well. Dolores from Gray City's calling, I would imagine, on this story. Hi, Dolores. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I kind of wanted to respond to Don as well, the caller. Well, it was around 9:30. Anyway, he had said about he wanted a law passed for doctors have to say to patients what other treatments and other therapies might be available to them. Most of the doctors will make referrals to other providers that may be able to help them, and a lot of patients don't see that working on the backside with the nurses, between the nurses and the doctors working on these referrals. And a lot of times their hands are tied because of what the insurance companies will allow the doctors to prescribe, or where they will allow them to make referrals to. And so it makes it a little difficult for them as well. And in the case with the Culver boys, Jay and Laura have gotten the referrals, and they've done all the work, legwork to do other treatments. And the medication that they're looking at is an experimental treatment available in Europe, but it's not available here. And it's hard to get the FDA to approve things, even for experimental purposes. And in some cases, they say, well, the person has to be terminal before they'll allow them to be experimented with those medications. And and a lot of people don't see that working on the backside between the doctors and with the referrals in the referral areas. People aren't aware of that going on even.
Yeah, that's sad. Somebody actually called earlier and asked if there was a way to get this drug in other countries. And thanks for that. You said Europe, right? It's available in Europe?
It's experimental in Europe, yes.
Okay, but you can't get it. Whereas they legally can't get it right now, the only way they'd be able to get it is if this law passes, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, I hope it happens. Tough deal.
I really do, too. They're a very special family. They really are.
Yeah, man. Just, I can't imagine. You're sitting there looking at your three boys and knowing you want to help them more than anything as a parent, and sorry, you can't have the drug. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't at all.
Yeah, so. And it's hard on their classmates as well, because their classmates can see this happening, and it's hard on them as well, very hard, because it doesn't make sense. The doctor can help them get better. Why can't they help Lane and Ty and Tanner?
No kidding. All right. Well, thanks for sharing a little bit of that story, Dolores. We appreciate it. You bet. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550 is what I'm trying to say. Bottom of this hour, Troy Coons will be here from the North Dakota Northwest Landowners Association. They're a landowners group that's busy lobbying at the legislature for things related to reclamation. I know they got a couple issues they're going to tell us about, and some pipeline technology questions, working with the Ag Commissioner on a bit of legislation. But 450 farm families from across parts of North Dakota. This is the Northwest Landowner Association. And so we'll check in with Troy about the legislative session and how that's going. Troy Coons of that group will join us coming up here in a little bit. All right, here's this story I promised I'd tell you, and it's a story that has prompted me to ask a question of atheists. How would you explain this? So have at it, atheists. Spanish Fork, Utah, over the weekend, police came to the rescue of an 18-month-old baby girl trapped in a submerged car for hours, are having trouble explaining a mystery voice they heard calling for help. One officer told KSL television, "It felt like I could hear somebody telling me I need help. It was very surreal." The officers were on the scene hours and hours after 25-year-old Jennifer Grosbeck, the baby's mother, had died. But the baby survived, but was unconscious when the officers arrived. Police believe the baby was dangling upside down but above water in the submerged car in this Utah river for as many as 14 hours. It survived without food, water, in frigid temperatures. And they actually had to form a line and pass her from hand to hand after cutting her out of the car seat. Some of the officers and rescuers treated for hypothermia, cold water, the whole deal, right? But here's more of the story. There's one thing that continues to puzzle those who were near the car. They all heard someone calling to them. "We've gotten together," said Officer Jared Warner. "We're all talking about it, and four of us swear we heard somebody inside the car saying help. We're not exactly sure where that voice came from." Just a baby in there, an unconscious baby upside down in a car seat, clinging to life. which, by the way, the baby was in critical condition, now is getting better. You know, it's a tragic story. The mother died, and it's an accident. But it's also where this happened, how it happened, and the fact that somebody heard help, and then a fisherman, I guess, first called authorities, and then the officers, the rescuers hear help as well. How do you explain that? Fair to call that a miracle? And I just want to know, just out of curiosity, what atheists would think about this. Here's a few answers on Facebook I don't know. How can I? Have you seen the comments on Facebook that have come in or anything? They're a little.
Yeah.
I'll think of a word during the break. How about that?
There you go.
Or maybe I'll just read them and you can describe. See what you think. A little bah humbugish, I guess. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinlon, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Senator John Hoeven has issued a statement saying, "This season, the NDSU Bison faced many obstacles. They lost 6 key seniors from last year's team. They practiced in an off-campus converted warehouse and even lifted weights in a grocery store for strength training. Despite these challenges, the players went into overdrive last night, taking home the Summit League tournament title and earning a bid to the NCAA tournament for the second year in a row. Jackrabbits played a great game, but with 2 seconds left of the game, the Bison got possession of the ball and secured their victory. Congratulations to NDSU coach David Richmond, athletic director Matt Larson, the entire Bison team for their outstanding performance. We look forward to cheering on the Bison as they head to the big dance later this month. Well said. No kidding. Lawrence Alexander, tournament MVP and Summit League Men's Basketball Player of the Year and Coach of the Year, of course, Dave Richmond. First-year coach going to the big dance when they were picked to finish fifth in the league. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Anyway, that's big North Dakota news from last night. Okay, so you heard the story. How do you explain it? 800-228-0550. Simple as this. Mom driving a toddler, horrible accident, obscure part of Utah, upside down in a river. Tragically, the mom dies. The baby suspended by a car seat above the water. Nearly a day later, people hear, help me, from the car. Fisherman calls for help. Policemen come. Four different policemen here, help me, get to the car. An unconscious baby. How do you describe that? Very easy in my mind. A miracle. No question about it. So, Todd and I were chatting about this story this morning just because, you know, it's hard to call a story where a mom dies a feel-good story because it's sad. But, I mean, the baby living in the circumstances, you say, gosh, it's just one of those things that's really neat. So I said, we should talk about this. And Todd says, well, we should ask atheists to explain it. A good idea. So here's some of the comments on the Facebook page. And I want yours as well at 800-228-0550. This is the one that just sort of hit me between the eyes. David says, just because you can't explain something does not mean there's a God. All right. Sherry says, because, of course, God wants to leave a baby without a mother, right? And this is a common one. You know, there can't be a God that says bad things happen. And I'm not equipped to address that. I can only convey what I believe that I've gleaned, but that's for another show. Jeffrey says, I find this post ridiculous. This has nothing to do with religion. A baby barely avoids death, a woman dies, and you bring God into it? You don't see me posting facts with science to back up saying how do you explain this with God? Okay, again, you can make the argument Jeff is making. This has nothing to do with God. It's a, you know, an accident. A mom dies and a baby. How do you explain, help me? How do you explain that? Nobody in the car and four different policemen are comparing notes saying they hear, help me. Jeffrey, I'm waiting. Troy says, wow, you folks should pack the sunscreen on your final voyage. Just saying. Oh, boy, here we go. Here we go. Now it starts, the trash talking. Sandra says, how do you explain the voice that said, help me, that all four responders heard? Are you saying they're all nuts? Don't think so. You naysayers apparently did not watch or hear the story. Quick to give out your opinion without hearing the full story. David says, Sandra, as I said in my first post, just because something happens that is unexplained does not equal the existence of God. I'm not saying that either way there's a God or not. Only can truly never know that. Patricia says, these comments are fairly representative of the TV version of Christianity, where a half a dozen or so Bible verses are used out of context to twist the meaning of faith and to degrade the faithful. Wow, interesting. Jerry in Williston's got an explanation for us. Go ahead, Jerry. You're up on the last of your mind.
I don't know if I have an explanation, but to me, there's no doubt in my mind that it was a miracle and people couldn't deny this to God. But I want to tell you, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was a, can't think of the man's name, he was a very famous atheist all his life. He was from Britain. And he was a diehard atheist his whole life. On his 88th birthday, he became a Christian because he said, I started thinking, I'm going to die here pretty soon. He said, what happens if there really is a God? And he committed, he became a Christian. So maybe all those atheists should think about that. What if there is a God?
Okay, but then they're all going to wait until they're on their deathbeds, and then what?
That's all right. Never too late.
But Scott, it is too late when it's too late. What if you don't get a deathbed? What if you get in a head-on accident?
Yeah. True.
I just thought it was interesting because he was a diehard atheist for 88 years, and then he converted, but he thought he might be, time to come to die.
Well, I mean, you could say, what's it going to hurt you to just go ahead and do it,
Don says, I choose to thank God. I say a prayer of the child, her mother, and the family. I assume you meant to say I say a prayer for the child, the mother, and the family. Others have their way. How about showing respect for both groups? Yeah, I mean, I'm not disrespecting the other group. I'm just curious how you explain it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great story. Mary Jo, speaking my mind, she says, oh my goodness, that's amazing. It is. It really is. Love your comments. Let's go to Driscoll. There's a little common sense in Driscoll, I think. Isn't there, Don?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, Wendy. Go ahead, you're up. Or is it Wendland?
Yeah, Wendland.
Go ahead, Wendland.
I definitely believe it was definitely the baby's guardian angel that called out. I have kind of proof of this. I actually, 20 years ago, I was a drug addict really bad for probably 18 years. And I started screaming out to the Lord, if there is a God, help me. And someone came along and witnessed to me that I need to repent of my sins and get baptized in the name of Jesus. And God gave me the Holy Ghost. And when I came out of the water, God completely delivered me from drugs. I've never had a craving for drugs ever since. My life has completely turned around. And God heard my cry, just like he heard that little baby. And I definitely believe the Lord intervened here and saved that little baby. There definitely is a Lord out there, and he's powerful.
Great story, Wendland. Thank you. Just sometimes you got to step away from the blah, 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 the everyday headlines and find great stories and inspired you to call today, so it's a good story. Thanks a bunch. And we have a text from Mike said it was the baby's guardian angel. Very simple. And absolutely. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's
and same with your story. Cool. Thanks, Wendland. Appreciate you sharing that. Thanks a bunch. James in Alexandria. When we come back, one more on this. And Sandra posted a note on this, too. Don't be ashamed of your story. It just might inspire someone. Yeah, darn right. And maybe downloads it. I love it. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when 2 adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, 2 kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the Shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights in a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The game here, too. Congratulating Coach Richmond and the Bison basketball team on winning a second consecutive Summit League championship, 57-56 to win over SDSU last night. So congratulations to Coach Richmond and the Bison basketball team for capping their outstanding season with another hard-fought Summit League victory. I look forward to joining the Bison's many fans and cheering the team on in the NCAA tournament. That from Governor Jack Dalrymple. Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association. In just a moment here, a couple of calls on our topic from last hour. Last segment. We want to wrap up here. James in Alexandria, Minnesota. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yes. All I can say is it was 1988. Was about this time of year, and I was a senior in high school, and through a long night of at a music studio. I was the only one that went to bed at 10 o'clock with an alarm clock actually underneath my pillow in this music studio, thinking I'm being studious. I'm a senior in school. As long as I get home before Dad wakes up in the morning, I'll be all right. The alarm clock went off at 5 a.m., and everybody was still dancing around and having a good time, and we got in my car, and the two people I had to get home and myself had to drive a half an hour south. And I basically dozed off and hit a stoplight pole at 65 miles an hour. The car went end over end, landed upside down on a Perkins law, and started on fire. The guy that was in the back seat passed out, never woke up. He was still snoring. And the whole car is crushed on me because it hit really on me. The guy in the passenger seat wasn't touched at all, and he reached over and tried to pull me out. And it must have hurt, so I reached over and swung at him. I don't remember that, but so he had two stitches on it above his nose. He went into the Perkins, and there was two guys there late at night with their dates that came running out. And the girl said, "Don't go near the car; it's on fire." They said, "No, we're getting them out." These two guys that I never met pulled me out of the car. All I know is I was on the pavement. It looked like I had three, four knees, and I didn't come to again till I was in an ambulance on my way to the hospital. But these two guys were not on the police report. No one ever saw them other than the guy that went in and got help that tried to pull me out. And my mother wrote an editorial to that paper wanting them to come forward. She wanted to give them a reward. They never came forward. They were not on a police report, and that, to me, that's a miracle. That's angels directed by Jesus Christ Almighty. And that audible voice, "Help, help," and the baby is unconscious, that was a voice, an audible voice given by angels by Jesus Christ to save this. And what I've experienced is when you can explain it, it's probably Jesus. It's probably God. Because if you can explain it with science or anything, it's supernatural. And the only thing that can do that is Jesus Christ. Everything else is an ideology. It's not a religion or truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I just thank God every day. That's my story, and I hope others can understand that and get it ticket.
I love those kind of stories, James. Thanks for sharing that one. Another inspiring one for sure. Janice and Moorhead, last one on this topic, and we'll bring in our guest. Hey, Janice, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say, as soon as I heard these things, I was reading the Bible, and I found this verse. It says, the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath.
So that's how you explain it. You got your answer right there real time while you're listening to the show.
Yeah.
Love it, Janice. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. Fascinating story and a fascinating reaction to it on both sides, quite honestly. I mean, I am fascinated by, you know, when you can't explain it, how do you explain it? I do it the same way our caller from Alexandria did, but others do it differently, and then that's why it's fun to talk about it. So appreciate that very much. All right, as promised, let's get an update on what's going on with the Northwest Landowners Association at this North Dakota legislative session. Our friend Troy Coons with the Northwest Landowners Association, a group of 450 farm families. That's a number that continues to grow all the time, represented by Troy and a team of dedicated folks at the North Dakota Legislature. I have an update on a couple of things that are happening in this particular session. Troy, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good. How about you, Scott?
Very good. And I know you're in Bismarck today working the state capitol. How would you just overall assess how things are going for landowners at the North Dakota Legislature this year?
I think we're doing pretty well. A lot of the people in the building are listening to what we're here bringing forth with what's going on in the state as far as issues for property right owners out there. And so very well received.
And what are you working right now? Tell us a little bit about some of the things that are in the hopper for legislation that you want to see passed yet this year.
All right. Well, one of the bills that we're working on is a pipeline reclamation and best technologies study bill. It has become a bill that has absorbed five other bills. This bill is looking at working with studies of the legacy oil field, evaporation pits, some money in there for a study, money there to reclaim some of that. Also on the new pipeline study to find the best technologies, pressure gauges, shutoff switches, whatever the best technology is to help these situations like you've seen in the last month or so here. There's been quite a few different leaks, and try to minimize them and make it the safest we can out there. We also have a sister bill to that was House Bill 1358. The sister bill to that one is Senate Bill 2374. So they're quite a bit alike. We're hoping that one of those moves forward. The other bill we're working on right now is Senate Bill 2356, which is a reclamation study bill for oil well sites, tank batteries, access roads, and gravel pits. We're trying to take the study route here to do what was done by the state on coal reclamation to study it, find the best practices available. So when these sites play out in 30 years, 46 years, 60 years, that we'll have the practices in place to make the landowner whole at that time and have a baseline so we know what the site and the surrounding area should be. We also have Senate Bill 2347, which is an 811 bill on dealing with the pin flag. This one kind of surprised me when it come forward from our membership. Say if you're in McKenzie County and have a half section alfalfa, you got a water line and a telephone line and two pipelines, and they all get marked. And there are 160 flags out there, and the little flag falls off. You come through with your hay conditioner, then your baler, your processor, and you feed that hay to the cattle. They are dying from getting the iron in their stomach. Another bill we have is...
Hang on one sec there on that one before I go to the next one. So what would, how would you fix that? What would, I hadn't heard that being a problem, but what's the fix?
Well, none of those little flags ever get picked up, and we all know that from our own yard. And, you know, if you got three, four, or a half dozen in your yard, you pick them up. But when you got 100 and some or so in alfalfa fields, and the little plastic part falls off. All you have is little wires there, so they're hard to find. What we were looking for is clarification of who has to pick them up and what types need to be picked up. And then this would be related to ag land is what we were looking at, and going to a non-metallic type of flag. So we wouldn't have the peritonitis with the cattle.
Yeah, makes sense. And or if it's the same material that whoever puts them down picks them up, maybe?
Well, what's being talked about is that was one option. The other one is the final contractor, the excavator in the list would be the one, because you may have three different contractors out there, and they need to stay present until the final contractor's done. So it would be the last one on site that would need to pick them up. And there is a rule in law where there is fines and such, and you can call in, but it doesn't get followed. So this was another way to look at that and make it better for the farmers and ranchers there.
We're chatting with Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association, a voice for landowners at the legislature. If you have questions or comments, certainly welcome today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Grab a pen. We'll give you the website and ways to reach Troy and become a member of the Northwest Landowners Association before the chat with Troy is done here today. I want to back up also to the pipeline bill you're talking about. I think you said Senate Bill 2374 and House Bill 1358, the companion bill for it, some efforts towards regulating the technology used in pipelines. You know, we have the story about the salt water spill out by Williston, and despite having a new pipeline and some rather sophisticated technology, they weren't using it. So is the legislation to say use it, or is it to require it, or what are you hoping to do there?
Well, this legislation, again, this bill has become several bills in one, all related to like items in the oil field. Like I said, from old legacy evaporation pits to some reclamation money, to the study of best technologies. Is that pressure gauges and shutoff switches, or is there new technology? And that'll be over the next 2 years. This bill will study that, find out, have the people put them in place and be used. That's the intent behind this bill. And so you may not stop these issues, but the hope is to minimize the damage.
Makes sense. Got it. So the main part of this right now is to say what is the best? What do we want to require before actually requiring it? Novel concept.
That's right, because, you know, we're seeing issues with older pipelines, but there's pipelines that are 6 months old that are having issues. And the more pipe we put in the ground, if we're putting in 2,600 or 3,000 miles of pipe in the state a year, you know, the odds are there's going to be more and more instances. So we need to be looking at this now.
No, it makes sense. Okay, let's see here. We have less than a minute left, so I'm going to have you hang on and pick up on the rest of the items on the other side of the break here. I know you weren't quite finished with some of the things you're dealing with at the session, so hold tight, Troy, if you would. And, again, no. Grab that pen, folks. We'll get you the information on the Northwest Landowners Association before we wrap up with Troy Coons today. 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And I have a telephone number that is especially for our listeners to get the great deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. And I can tell you all kinds of stats, like, how they have patented interlocking fill and a 60-night money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty and all that. But the 60-night money-back guarantee is probably your best assurance that if everything I'm telling you isn't true, just send the pillow back. Simple as that. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. The website is mypillow.com. You use the promo code Scott, and you get the 2-for-1 deal. Most important thing to your health, sleep. Most important thing to sleep, MyPillow. And snoring, other sleep apnea, other issues, it helps. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the 2-for-1 deal, 800-506-9028. Give them a ring.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff-paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The Council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? Continuing, we're chatting with Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association. About 400, over 450 farm families actually are part of the Northwest Landowners Association. You can find out more at NWNorthwestLandowners.com. NWLandowners.com. All right, I think you had at least one more piece of legislation that you're working on you wanted to get out there. So go ahead, Troy.
Yes, the other bill is the Senate Bill 2271, and that's the Ombudsman Bill that we've been working with the Petroleum Council and Ag Commissioner Doug Goring on to develop over the last 2 years. What this bill is for the Ag Department to hire people to go into the oil field and be a conduit of information between the property owners and the industry to gather information for it, compile them, help solve any problems there are. If need be, it can come from there back to the Ag Department for mediation. If that's not an option that's acceptable to both parties, then the Ag Commissioner can be involved to try to help. And if not, he can put a file together and take it to the Department of Mineral Resources. And so it'll be a kind of a unified voice that'll be consistent out there trying to help people deal with the multitude of issues. You know, many times when we're here at the legislature talking about the reclamation bill or setback from an occupied residence or pin flag, you know, a person's kind of singularly focused on that. But people in the oil field, you know, they have to deal with the whole wide spectrum of things. And so this here would help with, you know, the conduit of information back and forth and try to right some of the wrongs of the past so we can get pipe in the ground. We need pipe in the ground so that takes some trucks off the road, help with the rail situation, and make the landowner feel comfortable in what's happening.
Glad you're there. Glad you're doing it. Lawrence in Stutzman County has a question for you. Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association with us. Lawrence, go ahead with your question.
Okay. Well, being from Stutzman County, I'm not involved in anything that has to do with the oil fields, but I'm just wondering about, you know, there's this law after law after law after law, and my question is, if I was a landowner, let's say I had a section of land and somebody wanted to plant an oil well there, why do I need a bunch of legislation? Why can't I, okay, if they're going to do construction and they're going to do digging and put up the flags, so I require they have a bond before they can come on my land for, let's say, $10,000. So if they leave some of these flags, I go after their bonding company. I provide evidence and go after the bonding company. And, you know, why can't this be negotiated with each landowner, the oil company or whoever the you know, whoever it is that's in charge of that side of the operation, why do we need a bunch of laws? Why can't these people just negotiate this out and come up with an agreement? One farmer, a rancher, may have a different set of criteria than the next, but that's up to the company to decide if they want to go on his property or not.
I agree with you completely. I think that would be a nice way that if everything could be negotiated between the industry and the private landowner. One thing to realize is when they come to put in an oil site that they have the right of ingress, which is given to the mineral holder, which takes over precedence of the surface owner. So in the negotiations, your side is very limited because they have the right of ingress to go in and produce the oil off of that ground. So it's not a balanced negotiation. That's the reason for some of this. That's the route we'd like to see. What we would like to see is the main focus on this would be a nice easement up front, because if you put an easement together up front that deals with all of the issues that we see arising, it makes for a lot better relationship. At this point, that's been a struggle in a lot of instances, but that's the avenue we're heading for. And with anything in life, there's usually not just one pronged approach. You know, you have education, which we do a lot of. We put on meetings and seminars. We bring in experts. You have to be at the legislative every 2 years. We do a task force with the Petroleum Council, or we're involved in rulemaking. There's a multitude of ways you got to look at these things, and you're right. Each person has something different they want. But when you're limited on your negotiation powers due to law, it limits some of that.
Well, and I appreciate you filling me in on that, because, again, Stutzman County at this point is not in the oil range. But so you're talking about a law that gives the mineral rights person more rights than the landowner. Well, maybe if you're going to work on a law, change that one so there's equal rights. Let the mineral rights owner and the landowner first negotiate what they want to do, and if they can't come to agreement, then there's not going to be any oil taken off of the land.
All right, Lawrence, appreciate the call. Quick response. We're running short on time here. Troy, anything else you want to add?
Well, the reason we are here is we're trying to get a more balanced approach to these negotiations. That's the key. If it can be more balanced, we're working that at several different angles. And as you mentioned, as far as bonding, sometimes they're not adequate, but there is a bill called Senate Bill 2251 that's a study bill of bonding to try to get them to a more adequate level.
All right. A place at the table, as you always say. 450-plus farm families have that place at the table and would encourage others. It's $100 a year. It's an incredible deal. NWLandowners.com. Check out their website to find out more about it. NWLandowners.com. Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association. We'll let you get back to it at the legislature. Thanks, Troy.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.